Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Lum has desperately been trying to get in touch with Mr. Sutton to find out if his offer to buy the old fellow's hill property is still good. But he has had little luck so far. However, they received a rather cryptic telegram the other day from a Mr. W.J. Chancellor telling them to sign nothing until he arrived Monday night. As we look in on the little community today, it's late evening, and we find Lum and Abner in the Jot'em Down store, apprehensively waiting for the strange Mr. Chancellor. Listen.
Is that a car stopping out there in front, Abner?
No, just slowed down a little bit. I thought it was going to stop, too. How much longer are we going to have to wait for that feller, Lum?
Till he gets here, that's how long I'm going to wait.
Dog, it seems to me if he was coming, he'd be here by now. What time did he say he'd be here?
Well, the telegram never said what time exactly. He said he was arriving in Pine Ridge Monday night. That's all we know.
Well, maybe he's went over to your place, or my place. Maybe he never meant he's going to meet us here at the store.
Yeah, well, I thought about that, too. This seems like the most logical place for him to look for us, though.
Maybe we ought to just go on home, Mom.
No, it's better for us to wait right here. If he goes over to your place, Elizabeth will tell him where you're at. And if he goes over to my place, he won't find nobody, so he'll try somewhere else.
Doggett, I wish he'd hurry up. I'm tar and thirsty, too. That bucket of branch water you brung up here, you can't drink that.
Don't look so good. It looks like stump water.
I'll be glad to get that well cleaned out. It's the latest we've been up any night since we got out of the mine. Doc Miller said we ought to still take it sort of easy, you know.
Well, we ain't overdone. We're sitting down resting, ain't we?
Yeah, we're sitting.
To hear you talk about it, think we wasn't anxious to find out what this fella wants with us.
Well, Lum, I'm just as curious as anything, but doggies, I'm tired, too.
Well, that telegram got my curiosities roused up to where I can't hardly stand it.
No.
I thought at first that it had some connection with Mr. Sutton and our property up in the hills, but I know now it ain't that.
How do you know it ain't?
Well, it just stands to reasons.
Who?
You were standing right here in the store today when I finally got a call through to Mr. Sutton.
Yeah, I was here.
He said he didn't want to buy our property no more. See, when he first made us that offer of $2,500 for it, he thought there was some magnesium deposits or something like that up there. Then he had some more tests made and found out there weren't enough up there to bother with.
Well, I don't blame him for not bothering us that. I don't even know what that is.
You don't?
No, what is it?
For pity's sake. Why, it's, you mean what is magnesium?
Yeah. What is that stuff?
Well, it's magnesium. Comes out of the ground.
Now, I know that, Lum, but what do they do with it after they get it out of the ground?
Well, they take it and bundle it up.
Bundle?
Take it summers and make stuff out of it, I reckon.
What do they make out of it?
Well, most anything that's made out of magnesium, they make out of it.
Oh, it's interesting.
Yes, it is. Now, do you understand?
Yeah, I understand. But just what are some of the things that they make out of magnesium? Name just one some article.
Oh, I don't know. Magnetos for cars, I think. Milk of magnesium. But it don't matter. There ain't none up there no way.
No.
And nobody wants to buy our property, so we might just as well forget about that.
Of course, if you recollect, I wanted you to take that feller up when he first offered us that money. If you wouldn't sell, you figured we could get a whole lot more money out of it some way.
Well, let's forget that, too.
And we never would have went down in that mine and got trapped.
All right. I made a mistake, and I'm sorry for it.
You just listen to me once in a while.
And I said we was going to drop that subject. I feel worse about losing out on getting that money than you do. I was going to get married on that.
You was?
Well.
Well, you can still get married, can't you? Don't cost that much. All you need is $2. Long as you're the justice of the peace, well, you could get yourself to marry you and Miss Emmeline and get it did for nothing.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
Oh, you could talk yourself into doing it. leastways you could get yourself to cut the price, I'd be willing to put in a good word for you to you.
Yeah, but that looks silly, Abner. Have to be jumping around all the time.
Jumping?
I have to ask myself, do you take this woman so-and-so-and-so-and-so, and then I'd have to jump around and answer myself, I do.
Oh.
No, I wouldn't think of doing that. Marriage is too serious a thing.
Well, all right, get the circuit rider to do it. Still only cost you $2. You don't need all that other money. That's just $4.
Yes, you do. Have to buy a diamond ring. Fact is, two diamond rings.
You going to marry two women?
No, one for the engagement, one for the wedding.
All that newfangled stuff.
Then I'd have to buy myself a wedding torso.
Yeah, naturally. You know. Do that, I reckon.
You got to buy a house.
House?
A little white cottage with picket fence running clean around it.
What do you want a picket fence for?
I don't know.
You want to keep some livestock in the yard?
Keep your woman at home, I reckon. You're supposed to have it, though,
jump
I know
it.
That.
If they want to get out, I've saw them.
And vines give her in the house and red rosebuds all around the door.
Stogie, you're going to have to chop your way into that house when you come home of a night, all that brush around it.
Fanny's, it's going to be wonderful. I can just see her now, standing there by that gate, night after night, waiting for me.
Waiting for you to bring an axe so she can get back in?
Abner, now stop making fun of me. You don't realize how much this means to me.
I ain't making fun. I'm just trying to help you along.
Well, I don't need no help from you on this.
Family of rabbits couldn't get into that place.
Look outside and see if you don't see that fella coming.
Mom, it's too dark to see anybody. I don't know what he looks like. No way. Wouldn't know him for sewing.
Well, you can see a car coming, can't you?
Will he be driving a car?
I don't know. He never said.
Mom, I don't believe he's coming tonight. Let's see that telegram again. Maybe we read it wrong or something.
No, we never done no such a thing. I know exactly what it said.
What did it say?
Arriving Pine Ridge Monday night. Don't sign anything or make a move till I get there. W.J. Chancellor.
Did you ever know anybody by that name? You got any relates named Chancellor?
No, not that I know of. I've thought all day long trying to connect that name up somewhere or other.
Maybe some long-lost uncle of yours is going to leave you $1 million or $1,000 or something.
Well, he wouldn't have sent the telegram to both of us then. We ain't got the same uncle, I know.
No. Reckon what he does want.
I don't know. He ain't got the slightest ideas.
Why don't he want us to sign nothing? Why don't he want us to do nothing till he gets here?
I don't know. I might not drove myself stark raving mad, crazy, insane trying to figure this thing out. I know that.
He might at least just give us some little hint about what he wanted to see us about.
Yeah, there's something mysterious about this. Ain't no doubts about that. To be right honest, I'd rather he wasn't coming here to meet us in the night this way. I'd rather for him to come in the daytime.
Yeah, I've been sort of thinking about that, too. You reckon I ought to get that baseball bat out just in case of?
Baseball? Well, it might not be a bad idea to know where it's at.
Yeah, I know, I know.
I don't think we'll need it, though.
Just hope. He ain't going to throw us in the penitentiary for something we don't even know what we did or something.
Granny, wait a minute. Dunger, that's him calling right now. Let me get to that.
Let's not answer.
We got to. Hello, jot him down, store and library. President L. Edwards talking. Mom?
Mom? Is he a warmer?
Oh, how are you, Miss Emmeline?
Oh,
Oh, no, Mom. He ain't showed up yet. Oh, well, we won't stay down here too long. I'll get home and get some rest. Well, now, don't worry about me, Miss Emmeline. I'm beginning to feel pretty good again now, anyway. Getting my strength back.
Got mine back, and I'm losing it again.
I ain't overdoing. Yes, Mom. Oh, I got my neck scarf. Well, I'll wear it home, honest I will.
Give them out orders, you'd think they'd done married.
Well, that's awful thought of you to say that. Oh, you're just saying that.
Telephone is wonderful.
Well, I think you are, too.
And love's wonderful.
Yes, I do, honest.
Hey, Lomp, is somebody coming,
Lomp? Well, I wouldn't say if I never
met
him.
Must be him, Lomp.
Oh, I got to hang up, Miss Emmeline. I think he's here. Yes, Mom, I sure will.
Hurry up, hang up.
All right, goodbye.
He come in a car like you said he would, Lomp. Look out.
Now, let me do most of the talking now, Ed.
Yeah.
Well, how do you do, sir?
How do you do? How do you do?
Come right on in, sir.
Thank you. Did you get my telegram?
Well, yeah.
Oh, good. That's fine. You haven't signed with anybody, have you?
Well, no. See,
we ain't saw nothing not to sign.
That's good. That's fine. You're lucky men. Yes, indeed. This is going to mean a great deal to you. Now, let's see now. Which one of you is Mr. Edwards and which one is Mr. Parsons?
Parsons?
My name is Chancellor, of course. You saw it in the telegram, W.J. Now then, you say you're Parsons?
No, I'm Edwards. He's Parsons. Or that is, he's actual Mr. Peabody.
Peabody? Well, now, wait. I'm not dealing with the wrong men, am I?
No, you got the right men, I think. But his name's wrong. Or his name's... see, they got it wrong in the newspaper article about him and me being rescued from that silver mine.
Oh, yes, yes. That's where I got your names. Yes, you're the men, all right. Oh, dear, dear. Now I'll have to change the check. Put your correct names on it.
Check? What check?
Oh, it's nothing. Just a small advance. Merely a token amount to cement the deal and show evidence of good faith. Now,
then... Well, just wait a minute, Mr. Chancellor. We can't go accepting no checks less than we know what they're for.
Now, what's this all about, anyway?
Oh, didn't I tell you?
Not as far as I know, you never.
Well, then...
Ha.
Are we alone?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Then come closer.
Oh.
That's it.
Don't get right in his lamp.
Now then, here's the whole thing in a nutshell.